This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, March 21st. Well, we have a pretty good tone on the stock market. Treasury yields have moved higher today, probably because they anticipate a 25 basis point rate increase tomorrow at the Federal Open Market Committee meeting. And by the way, actually the FOMC is meeting today, but they have their announcement tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And the other thing that's very interesting that's going on under the surface is we're having a pretty big mean reversion rally. So what that means is the stuff that was down last week is up this week, okay? And you may know the semiconductors and things like that were leading last week, and some of them are starting to rest this week. So it's a pretty good rally we have underway right now, and the other thing that's going on is the end of the quarter is window dressing season, where the professional managers have to add the good stocks to their portfolio so they look pretty at the end of the quarter. So this has always benefited us, but it's helping quite a bit at this moment. The other thing is there is a 90-day ETF realignment for the passive ETFs. So there's two types of ETFs. The active ETFs are like mutual funds. They trade every day. And the passive ETFs trade every 90 days, okay, at the end of the quarter. So we sometimes benefit from that, but obviously there was a lot of ETF selling. Now there'll be ETF buying. So if we close out the month on a positive tone, that would naturally help us quite a bit. But the Russell 2000 stocks are exceptionally strong. They're the most volume sensitive. So that's a very, very good sign. Finally, you might have noticed that energy prices are meandering higher again. So that helps a lot. So the main thing I want you folks to know is the springtime is a happy time of year. People get out and about a lot. Everybody, you know, wants to get out of their winter cocoons. And obviously, depending where you live, sometimes the winter can continue through May or so. But the bottom line, we all get out and about more. And the velocity of money picks up. That's how fast money changes hands. Prosperity tends to rise. So the markets are very happy during the spring months. The other thing is Americans do fund their pensions until they file their taxes. So that's another good thing. So there is a lot of pension funding between now and April 15th, obviously. So interesting times we're in, but I like the tone of the market that I see. I like the mean reversion. Things are looking a lot better here. One last thing I would add that I am expecting a dovish FOMC statement tomorrow. So it's imperative that the Fed says things like data dependent. Or imply in the dot plot that will be released tomorrow that they won't go much further, if at all. So these are all things that we're looking for. And so hopefully not only will we have a dovish FOMC statement, but we will also have an upbeat press conference with Jerome Powell where, you know, he basically reassures everybody that they are defeating inflation and they're reaching their objectives. So all that would be very good. So that's it. That's your update for today. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the rebound. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.